From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. As of today, the stock market is on a record tear. Yes, this depends on how you slice the numbers, but a lot of analysts at least see it as a notable day. The S&P 500 hit bottom on March 9th, 2009, when it closed at just 676. It's been more or less heading upwards ever since. And yesterday, it closed just shy of 2,900, Marketplace's Mariel Seguera reports.
This is the longest bull market ever. At least by one definition. Ryan Dietrich is a market strategist at LPL Research.
You can talk to 10 people and you maybe get 10 answers as to exactly what a bull market is.
A common answer, and the one we're using here, is that it's a bull market when the S&P 500 rises by 20% and keeps going. It becomes a bear market if the index closes down by more than 20%. Franklin White at PNC says whichever definition you use, a bull market is a good thing for the economy. Retirement plans are worth more, and people feel more secure about their financial futures.
And when people become confident in their futures, they're much more willing to participate and spend in the economy.
While this may be the longest bull market ever, it's not the greatest. That title goes to the last one in the 90s, during the tech bubble. Then stocks jumped more than 400%. This time, they only gained around 300%. I'm Mariel Seguera for Marketplace.